23 hours.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on,
come
on,
to upgrade Mukusha's Chitina Primary School into a secondary school. Road traffic accidents increased by 8.3% in 2025. And in Africa news, widespread delays hit Uganda election amid an internet shutdown. Present the evening news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Inhabitants of Chitina Chiefdom in Mukushi District have called on the government to upgrade the Chitina Primary School into a secondary school to meet the growing education needs of the community. Speaking on behalf of the community, Senior Chief Advisor Jonathan Chilindi explained that the current number of classrooms is insufficient to accommodate the increasing number of pupils at the school. Mr. Chilindi further appealed to government to consider upgrading the school, noting that the community has already secured land for the construction of more classrooms to support the expansion project.
Hey, school yakare inezi yakare sana na kukonka ya muna njini pote tuso nomba tali hapa mulu hawe ama classes yari chepesha yu nakaitua kukwa wati ya wa secondary nomba fiyari filiko kwa wati ya secondary walitua kwa chika wa secondary nomba na nomba ya wa secondary natami nituwa ila tuwali fawiri kukwa chipame kwa kuma classes na ye na tuwali tuwasi foundation kwa hivu kutuwa yati wakati wafuisha kwa CDF nomba hawa takwa hawa Patiena mara itiena, ali donza ya ali sabati na ngote wala tera tampo kuhomu. Kepo hafi wakati tukuyoko na kaidi kuwa na simbi, na kaidi kefu haive futi secondary.
A charcoal trader in Lusaka's Jack compound has expressed concern over the slow pace of business following the improved and stable supply of electricity by Zesco Limited. Grace Monsonda has told Combon Ready News that charcoal sales were much higher during the peak of load shedding compared to the current situation where electricity supply has become more stable. Ms. Musanda explains that many households have since reverted to using electric stoves for cooking, reducing the demand for charcoal. She adds that while the increased electricity supply is a positive development for residents, it has a negatively affected charcoal trading in the area. A paralegal officer at the Zambia Civic Education Association in Kapirimpunshi has expressed her sadness at the surge in the number of young people engaging in social ills. In an interview with Common Ready News, Eliasa Sachisola has attributed the surge in social ills among young persons to alcohol and substance abuse. Mr. Sachisola has noted with sadness the manner in which young people were engaging in risky behavior, with some even in gender-based violence, GBV. He has since urged young people to take an introspection this year, which will help them to desist from engaging in counterproductive activities that only ruin their future.
We saw many young people getting overexcited as they were celebrating the Christmas and the New Year, and many of them were engaging in alcohol and drug abuse in many places. And this led to the young people engaging in fights, assaulting each other, and also many GBV cases being committed. And some of them, they celebrated the Christmas and New Year behind bars, which is not supposed to be the case. So my message out there is to encourage the young people to learn on the effects of alcohol and drug abuse, and also to refrain from engaging in fighting and these committing GBV cases.
The Zambia Police Service recorded an increase in road traffic accidents in 2025, with 38,712 cases reported countrywide, representing an 8.3% increase compared to 35,731 in 2024. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi explains that out of the total accidents recorded in 2025, 2,068 were fatal, resulting in 2,567 deaths. Mr. Chilavi further explains that 3,683 serious accidents were recorded, leaving 7,045 people with serious injuries, while 7,560 slight accidents resulted in 11,166 minor injuries. He says a further 25,397 accidents were classified as damage-only cases, bringing the total number of casualties for the year to 20,778. Mr. Chilavi says Lusaka province recorded the highest number of road traffic accidents at 20,230 cases, followed by the Copper Belt with 4,988 and Central Province with 3,862. Comparing the figures with 2024, Mr. Chilavi said all categories of accidents showed an increase, further noting that admission of guilt fines collected increased from 74.3 million kwacha in 2024 to 82.2 million kwacha in 2025, representing a 10.6% rise in revenue.
Causes of road traffic accidents. Most accidents were attributed to human error. The most common causes included excessive speed, misjudging clearance distance, failure to keep to the near side, and disobeying traffic signs and signals. Admission of guilt fines. In 2024, 146,432 road traffic offenses were recorded, with 74,371,515 kwacha collected as admission of guilt. In 2025,
Meanwhile, Copperbelt Province Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yuyi has assured journalists